The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many mistakes can be made when selling a house or an apartment. You could overprice the property and not get the kind of people you want to view the property. Poor presentation when they do arrive and maybe making it difficult for people to see the property with inflexible viewing. Now, avoiding these errors will certainly increase the number of people who view your property and the potential for a sale. Joining me now to talk about all of this is Rowena Quinn, Managing Partner of Hunters Estate Agents. Rowena, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
So you talk about the three P's. What are the three P's?
Oh, very important, Pat. Preparation, presentation and pricing. So it's all about the advanced preparation, making sure that your home presents well. The first introduction to your property will be the photographs online. So it's all important that the prep and the presentation is done well in advance. And then it's down to the pricing. It's about being realistic as opposed to optimistic with your pricing.
Now, how do you determine the price that you should ask for? Do you go to the property price register and find out what the one four doors down got?
Ultimately, valuation is not an exact science. So yes, it is about research. It's about engaging a local agent who knows their market. It's about looking at comparable evidence and more recent sales in your area and location, be it if you're in a housing development or an apartment block. It's a little bit trickier when it's a standalone property. But my best advice to anybody thinking of selling is ask the agent how they arrived at the pricing. Make sure they give you the comparable evidence so that it's suggested that they've got it right in the first instance.
Because you don't want to feel they're giving it away.
You don't want to feel that, but you don't want to be optimistic either, Pat, because, you know, ultimately it's about attracting attention and stimulating lots of activity. If the buyers don't come to see what's on offer, well, it's very difficult for the agent to sell the property.
Now, presentation, and you say that presentation can begin with the drive-by.
It can. I mean, it's all about a tidy, neat front garden, making sure the railings are painted.
Because people will look online, they'll see all these houses in a particular area they'd like to live, and they won't make an appointment to see the property initially. They'll drive by and see what kind of nick it's in.
They will. It's the simple thing like the little pot with colour at the front door. You can always bring that pot with colour to your next home. It's about making sure that you have neutral linens on your bed. It's about decluttering, because ultimately the vendor of a property is more than likely moving to a new home and they're trading up or trading down. So I would always say do your declutter in advance of putting your property to the market as opposed to at the end of the sales process.
Now, one of my colleagues was talking about viewing an apartment for sale, and clearly the tenants living in that apartment, it was a rental at the time, were not happy about having to move out to make way for the sale. So when she visited the apartment, there were soiled jocks in the corner and unmade beds and smells in the kitchen and all the rest. So you can be undermined in that kind of situation.
You certainly can, but it's really down to the landlord to have a chat with their tenants in advance. I would suggest maybe agreeing with their tenants that they would have it professionally cleaned, agreeing a particular day in a given week that viewings could be organised. So working with your tenants, realising that whilst they're paying rent, it's still their home, but it's about, yeah, presenting it well.
Now, what about viewings? I mean, the idea that it used to be Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and people would traipse through your home, it tends to be a little more selective now.
It is. What we find is many people who are working from home tend to come out of their home office at lunchtime or in the evening. If it's a couple with a family, they prefer to do viewings whilst their children are in school or at creche. So again, be flexible during the day. Summertime, I always say it's a good idea to view when the sunshine is in the garden. So it might be morning, it might be lunchtime, it might be evening time, because it's much better to show people where the sunshine is as opposed to telling them it will be here at a certain time of the day. Saturday viewings, we all tend to be quite busy now on Saturdays with sporting events. And this Saturday, you've got the Lions matches and Wimbledon, GAA matches, whatever it is. So Saturdays are less popular now. But again, work with the agent and work with the viewers. You've got a window of opportunity to get as many people as possible through the door.
What should you fix up in your property before you put it on sale? I mean, one of the ideas, the kitchen is a bit shabby. If I replace the kitchen, maybe I'll get a better price. Will I get my money back?
Not necessary to replace the kitchen, but necessary to tidy it up, because ultimately the agent will be looking for the very best price from your buyers. And the buyers may not have additional funds. So it's about making the property comfortable that the buyers can live in it for a period of time until they can afford to maybe improve the kitchen, replace the kitchen or the bathrooms. if you can, in a position to freshly paint, have your carpets cleaned, maybe replace a carpet that might be soiled or dated. So whatever you can afford to do to improve your property without spending a big budget is all important.
Because you'll increase the number of people who are potential buyers if it's move into
walk
now.
In. Yes.
In terms of its presentation.
Exactly. And as I went at the very start, we came back out, we spoke about preparation and presentation. Always remember the first introduction to your property will be the photographs online. So if they like the photographs, they like the pricing, they'll engage.
Now, I came across someone who photoshopped the photos. Didn't like the colour on the wall, so photoshopped it because, you know, some people hate turquoise or green or whatever it might be, or maybe dark brown, and looked at the photographs, didn't like that. That's not very attractive. So then whitewashed it by photoshopping. But, I mean, it may have made more people come, and maybe people realise when they come, don't like that brown, it was white in the photographs, but sure, a lick of paint will sort that.
Absolutely. But again, I would say if the vendor's in a position to do the lick of paint or the whitewash in advance, go for it. Staging is also very important. If the property is vacant and there's no furniture, it can be quite difficult for potential purchasers to envisage how they would use that space or what size furniture would fit in there. So staging does add value. There's a cost involved, but it will demonstrate your space.
Yeah, one of the things when you see photographs online, the photographer tends to use a wide angle lens, which makes everything look huge. And then you come along and you walk in and it's tiny.
Well, in many instances, we have people say, gosh, they're surprised. It actually looks better in person. So it just depends on the photographer. I would suggest that any vendor selling their property uses a professional photographer. There is a cost involved, but ultimately that's their profession. And going back to, again, you've got the one opportunity to get it right. There's a very short window. So with your prep, your presentation, your pricing, your photographs are key.
Normally, I presume that they provide a floor plan, because that's kind of key if you're thinking of maybe doing something with the property, knocking down a wall and putting in an ensuite or whatever you might be thinking of doing. It's hard to imagine when you're there, but a floor plan will reveal all.
Generally, a professional photographer will prepare a floor plan. In many instances, they might also do a video. A video is very important for all viewers post-COVID. They're not as popular now. People tend to come and see what's on offer in person. They might take their own photographs or their own video to share with their partner. So the photographer will do the photographs and the floor plan. The agent will then do the brochure research and will prepare the particulars. What I would say is the special features are all important in a brochure. And the special features allude to the upgrade works that a vendor has done over the years. And they may be works that are not apparent to a buyer as they walk through, such as upgraded wiring, plumbing, new bathrooms, new gas boiler. So all of that is suggestive that the intended purchaser does not have to hold back funds for those upgrade works. So make sure that you relay all that information to your agent.
BER?
BER is so important, Pat. You cannot list a property online without having an updated BER. It's valid for 10 years. But again, if you've done upgrades, improved insulation or a new boiler, it's important to get a new BER because the rating may be better. And an A or B rated house will qualify for a green mortgage. And that's a percentage lower.
It's going to save you a lot of money over the term
of
the mortgage.
It will save you money.
Finally, I should ask you fees, what you pay for the photographer, I presume. You pay for various things, a BER, you pay for that. And then to the estate agent.
Yes. So again, it's all down to the preparation. So it's not just preparing the house, it's preparing your legals, making sure that your solicitor has your certifications for any upgrade works you've done, making sure that you have a valid BER. Fees then, you've got, it's twofold. You've got the marketing campaign, which is your photographs, your floor plan, your brochures, etc. And then the fee for the sale of the property is payable to the agent on the closing of the sale.
And what percentage does it tend to be?
Generally, it's anything between 1% and 2%, Pat, depending on the value of the property, depending on the location. So that's up to the given agent.
Is it negotiable?
Everything's up for discussion.
All right. Rowena Quinn, Managing Partner of Hunters Estate Agents. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.